Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
Very good afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Thursday.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, Buzz, how are you?
I'm well, mate.
Now, be honest.
You look sweaty.
You're sweaty.
The wheels are
falling off before the car's even got moving today. What's happened?
Just running around trying to find bits of audio, and you know how it is. But we're good. We're good.
Are we? So we've got it?
No.
No.
I love this segment. We're mildly good. We can play the segment without an opener.
Yes, we can. This is our brand new segment. It's called How Dumb Are You?
Could you do a little opener? Think of how one that could be done live.
Yeah. Give me a drum roll, please. Give me a drum roll. How dumb are you? With Carrie and Tommy. So it's very easy. Give us a call, 13 10 60. We're just going to ask the question, how dumb are you? And because we're all dumb.
Oh, I mean, I thought that Yosemite National Park in America was Yosemite.
Yosemite. You used to call him Yosemite Sam, the cartoon character.
I thought they were two different places.
Yes. I had a mate that called them spear ribs instead of spare ribs.
Yeah.
Spear ribs.
What about your mate who thought that the guy behind the bar, instead of being a publican, was a Republican?
Oh, yeah, it was a Republican. So he thought the Republican debate the whole time just had a whole different meaning of who wants to own the pub. And it's like, apparently it's 50-50. Half Australians want to own a pub, half don't.
But this is a time for you to admit the thing that you've been embarrassed about all this time, but too scared to say out loud. It's fine. You're in a safe space.
Oh, it's great.
Well, there's no judgy going on here.
We're all dumb. Dumb people have fun together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're embarrassed about it being you, it can be your dumb mate.
No, own it. Own it. Be proud.
Be proud.
Seriously.
Okay. Great.
I don't want anyone pretending it's their mate.
Okay. How dumb are you? 13, 10, 60. We'll get your calls on after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You ready?
You are so dumb.
I am extremely stupid.
My sister's a dumb one.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Oh, Buzz, I can't believe you put that together just in that song.
Yeah, well, I'm quick, guys. I am quick.
I didn't like the guy there that said my sister's so dumb. Mate, we're owning this.
All right, I'll get rid of that.
I'm sure it was him.
Well, you'd be pleased to know that the reason we are doing this again is because I had a ripper the other day.
What happened?
Sitting down, having a chat with my mate, and he goes, out of nowhere, he goes, you know, I've never been goat riding before. And I said, honestly, neither have I. And he goes, yeah, I can't. He goes, really? You've never been? I said, I've never been. And he goes, I said, why'd you even bring that up? I didn't know that was a thing. And he goes, yeah, groups of my mates do it all the time. What do you mean? And I said, really? And he goes, yeah, I've got this Bucks party coming up. Oh. And how weird is this? He goes, they breatho you before you do it. And I'm thinking in my head, they breatho you
before you ride a goat. But you'd squash a goat, wouldn't you?
Well, I said, how big are the goats? And he goes, what? I said, how big are the goats? And he goes, did you think I've been talking about riding a goat this whole time? I said, yeah. And he goes, man, I said, I've never been go-karting before. And I was like, oh, I heard goat riding. and he's like, why would big groups of my mates go goat riding? And I was like, yeah.
Good point.
I was thinking that too.
Go-karting.
Yes.
Very different.
Very
experience.
Different.
We got Crystal in Sydney. Crystal, how dumb are you?
Carrie, I am so dumb. I drove for 1,000 Ks at night time just after I'd gotten my license with the high beams held on because I didn't know that if you push them forward, they would stay on.
So hold on. You held them on with your hand.
Yeah. I was flicking them on and then I had this giant cramp in my hand and when I got out of the car, I knocked it forward and it stayed on. And I nearly died.
Crystal, did you cramp? Did your hand cramp?
Yes. Like, and I have one side of my arm is much bigger than the other now.
I love Crystal.
I'm not even kidding. It's incredibly embarrassing.
Crystal, I can imagine that was so hard when you were turning a corner and trying to keep your... You would have just looked like this mad woman turning with your high beams flashing on
exactly. Yeah, well, I just... The reason behind it, I thought that you weren't allowed to... The road rules were you weren't allowed to drive with them on all the time, which is why they made it so you couldn't...
Have them on permanently. I mean, that makes perfect sense, Crystal. You're not dumb at all.
Crystal, welcome to the club. That's fantastic.
Oh, Alex in Canberra, can you top that? How dumb are you?
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
until the movie came out. I'd never seen the name before. That's out of my
head. My own. Alex, it's so awesome. I was with my mate once, and we were at like a Kmart, and my mate was trying to do some smooth talking to the girl who worked on the counter, and he goes, "Are you the only Soyo band that works here, or is there another one?"
Soyo band.
She just looks in the eye and goes, "It's Siobhan."
Oh, Siobhan.
Yeah.
It's not Sian.
Nah. It was. And he's just like,
I'm
oh,
dumb
okay,
too.
Okay.
Hold on. Siobhan is S-O-I-O-B-H-A-N.
Yeah.
Hectic.
And he thought he was so smooth. It was just like, "Hey, how you going? Are you the only Soyo band that works here? Or is there, are you friends with Hermione?" Hey, Jordan from Sydney, how dumb are you?
I'm so dumb. I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
Oh, did it work?
No, not at all, because I still say the dumb, silly things that come out of my mouth and think that I'm being smart, and nobody just laughs.
Nah, Jordan, I feel like I went up a few notches when I went brown.
Did you?
I feel like I got some intelligence. It was like temporary. I'm
starting think
to go
I
back
did.
The other way now, but
oh,
it's just
yeah.
a feeling. You look in the mirror, you just feel smarter.
Gorgeous people. Gorgeous, dumb.
Oh, Crystal,
idiots.
Alex, Jordan, welcome to the club.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back next week.
Oh, if we can work out how to get into the studio, because we're so stupid
dumb
to
dumbs.
Work the door.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's get into Bickmore's Bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, I hope you don't mind, Tommy, but I need a hand with my bits today because I know
I'm
you're
get
tired.
RSI if you keep this up every day.
So, Floyd Mayweather. Conor McGregor.
Yes.
Two names I don't know a lot about, but I do know that they are important today.
Arguably the greatest boxer of all time, Floyd Mayweather, and arguably one of the greatest UFC fighters of all time have agreed to a boxing match, which everybody assumed would never happen.
Why was it never going to happen?
Because Conor has never had a boxing fight before. So he competes in UFC, which is in the cage, and they wrestle, and it's kind of no rules.
Right.
And boxing is obviously, you know what boxing is. There's a lot of rules, and you've got to stand up, and you can't.
So it'd be like if I played tennis going into a netball match.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But going into
a
netball match against the best netball team in the world. And
so why is he doing it?
Because they reckon the fight will bring in about $800 million.
Far
I reckon
out.
It's going to break all pay-per-view records for people watching it around the
and
world.
And I heard some figure today about what they were going to earn, like $100 million each. Would that be possible for
the
fight?
Yeah, and
each?
That'll be their purse before their pay-per-view take. So Floyd's last fight, he took over $250 million.
And is he the one that if he wins, is it Floyd that if he wins this, he's 40 zip
he'll be 50,
undefeated?
He'll be 50 and zip.
Oh, is it 50 zip undefeated?
And he's one of the most hated men. He's a horrible human. And
Mayweather?
Yeah.
And how do we feel about Conor?
We love him.
Right.
He's a trash-talking, loved Irishman that everybody kind of loves. So he'll be odds-on favourite to lose, but everybody be hoping he wins.
Thank you. My bits are happy now.
There you go.
Let's talk about the nanny.
Oh, yeah.
Change of pace.
Yeah.
Do you remember the nanny?
I think I could do the song. Shopping for a king queen, little boy who kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her panty. The Sheffield door. She was there to sell makeup and sell some more. She was there. She had there. She was there. That's the game.
Good job, guys.
Okay, so apparently we found out the secret to a successful TV show.
What is it?
Sexual tension. Fran Drescher, who played the nannies, revealed some of the secrets from the behind the scenes of the 90s sitcom. Her character, Fran Fine, worked for Maxwell Sheffield.
Mm.
And viewers kept asking, when will they hook up?
Oh,
when you watched it, all
right.
you ever cared about was, when would they hook up? When would they hook up?
Yep.
Hook up they did. They married at the end of the season of the nanny, the end season of the penultimate season of the nanny. And once viewers got what they wanted, they no longer watched the program.
Yeah.
And she spoke about this.
We would do it because we cracked the code on how to tell the story 20 years later. Once the sexual tension is gone, now she's the wife. There went, you know, the series. To go back, we'd have to figure out where we're starting from and what it is.
So we can't ever hook up, mate.
Because then people stop listening
They'll
to the show.
They'll stop listening.
It kind of
That's the only
reason.
Well,
the only thing holding us back. It kind of happens like that in life too. Like when your friends start dating someone, you're really interested in all the details of did you go out, where'd you go out, what'd you do? And when they're married, you know, like,
oh,
what
you
else
don't want to hear
did
anything.
You do?
Because yeah, well, nothing happens then.
Yeah, go
another
off.
Weekend on the couch.
Oh, the Notebook again, did you, champ? Okay, good.
And finally, biggest news of the day, Beyonce is in labour and about to give birth.
Is she? Twice?
Oh, well,
twice?
I don't know. Oh. The internet's saying she is, but the internet, that doesn't mean anything.
What are their facts? What
fans
have they gone with?
Fans have gone into meltdown because there's been unusually heightened security around the Los Angeles hospital where she's apparently having it, although I had heard that she'd built a birthing wing into her home. So I don't know whether there's somebody else at the Los Angeles hospital about to pop. But there's a lot of security around there and a lot of security spotted leaving. Sorry, two security guards spotted leaving with two bags from her Beverly Hills home.
See, you know what annoys me about this? You said she's built a birthing wing and you're like... That's,
I don't know that for sure. No one knows anything.
Yeah, but
for
people
sure.
think it's sweet when she does it. I've got a birthing wing on my apartment and people are like, that's weird, you creep.
I feel like a birthing wing is just such a waste of space. Like, it's just you use it for one day and then what does it become?
And imagine the pressure on Jay-Z. She'd be like, hun, we built a whole birthing wing. We've got to go again.
Oh, God. Pressure on him.
Sorry. What? I realise.
Pressure
sorry.
On Jay-Z.
Okay. I withdraw. If I could, if we were in court right now, I'd say the defence withdraws his statement and would like to rest.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I've got a weird request. I want you to call us on 131060 if you don't know who George Clooney is. Now, don't call if you didn't know but you do now or you kind of know. I only want you to call if you don't know who George Clooney is.
So if you hear those two words together, George and Clooney, and you go, is that a plumber? Is that?
Then call 131060 because it's time to play Phone Me, My One and Only.
Oh!
Phone Me, My One and Only.
Can I just say...
Thank you, Richard Mercer.
It's really nice to... have you on board as
I
being
know,
one of the pioneers of the amazing... See, because what people won't understand with radio and broadcasting is that it's so easy to get a lot of calls.
Mm.
You just say, do you prefer toast or bread? And everyone's like, I'm actually passionate. I'm passionate. And it's quite easy to get no calls as well because you just make it too niche.
Mm.
But getting one...
So the whole point of Phone Me, My One and Only is that we believe there is only one person that will call up who doesn't know something so or has a scenario. So yours last week was that you believed there would be only one person listening to our show that owned a cat but was allergic to cats.
Yeah, one silly, funny person.
And you know what? We had so many calls and not one of them was allergic. The sister was allergic, the dad was allergic, but they weren't allergic.
They used to own the cat, then they found, and so I lost the game.
So you lost the game.
So
but
what?
I believe, so the reason this has come up is because George Clooney's dad has described the moment that George Clooney and Amal met.
Yes.
And he said it was love at first sight. And I'm like, well, it's not love at first sight. It's love at he was describing how it was love at first sight for both of them. And it can't have been because there is no way Amal hadn't seen George Clooney before.
Oh, right? of course.
It could be love at first sight for him because he didn't know who Amal was.
But she's like, there's
she's
that
been watching him for years,
Ocean's
right?
Eleven,
Yeah, and he's like, nah, as soon as she laid eyes on him, it was on Donkey Kong.
So you're thinking, is it possible?
And I thought, is it possible?
She could have not known.
That she could have not known who George Clooney was. I mean, she's saving the world. She's a humanitarian. She's a lawyer. She's, you know,
she's everything.
Great chick.
Yeah.
There is a chance that she doesn't have time to watch Ocean 11. 12, 13, 14.
Everybody got time. It's a great flick. It is a great flick.
But I want to know, 131060, do you not know who George Clooney is? We've got Tegan there in the Gold Coast. Tegan, do you know who George Clooney is?
I have no idea.
So what's your guess, Tegan? If you had to guess what George Clooney did, what would you say?
He sounds like a chef.
Oh.
How old are you, Tegan?
I'm 20.
You? I can hear you laughing. Yeah. You know who George Clooney is.
I have no idea. Like, isn't he that blonde chef dude?
Do you mean Curtis Stone?
Jamie Oliver?
No idea,
Yeah.
Okay,
Tegan, Tegan, he was Batman. Have you ever seen the Batmans?
I have.
Yeah.
Do you know Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Well, they're best mates,
You know who George
Clooney is. You know who George Clooney is. Come on, Tegan, be honest with me. Do you know who George Clooney is? Because I don't want you to ruin my game here.
No idea.
Yeah, I can hear you laughing. Mm-hmm. Tegan knows. I'm going to put Tegan on hold. I'm not. The jury's out for me on Tegan. Andrew and Shepparton. Who's George Clooney?
I would not have a clue.
Who? And have you ever heard the name before?
No, I honestly haven't, no.
Have you seen an ad for Nespresso and thought, geez, who's that Silver Fox? I'd have a crack at him.
What's one of your favourite movies, Andrew?
I don't know. 21 Jump Street would be one.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. Hey, did you ever see Gravity with Sandra Bullock?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought I was close. But see, here's the thing, Carrie. We've got more than one. And so, I mean, if the next person likes them as well, maybe just a lot of people don't know who George. This is why the game is so brilliant and so tough.
Dismiss our callers, but I don't believe them.
I
don't believe that Tegan, who's laughing, I don't believe that Tegan doesn't know who George Clooney is. And Andrew, I just think I'm not sure. I feel like he knows exactly who George Clooney is. I go, let's just try Catherine. Catherine, do you know who George Clooney is?
No.
See, isn't this the beauty of the game? You've gone for something too broad. Our board is actually full.
I don't believe anybody.
Calls can't get through anymore. You don't believe them.
So, Catherine, you're so competitive. Had you heard the name before and just didn't know who he was?
I've heard the name before, but I have no idea who he is.
So you couldn't pick out of a lineup. You couldn't pick out of George Clooney, Ronald McDonald, and Jack Nicholson.
No.
Wow. All right.
See? Isn't that why it's such a great game? Quite a lot of people don't know who George Clooney is.
No. Well, that's really sad for those people,
though.
He's worth seeing.
And now you're competitive.
And you know what's going to make this even worse?
What?
Because I've also found Jess from the Gold Coast. And Jess, what did you want to call about? Are you there, Jess?
Yes.
What did you want to call about? Tell Tommy what you wanted to tell Tommy.
I have good news for you, Tommy. I have two cats and I am highly allergic to both of them.
And Jess, are you the sole owner of both cats?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, I mean, it's great news, but it is 1 week too late.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you know it's busy being a woman? It's busy being a mum. It's just not enough hours in the day.
Yes, and you should be given all the praise that is available to give. Mums
and
are amazing.
You know what the problem is? There's not enough hours in the day when you end up spending 81 days of your life searching for things in your handbag.
What were you looking for 81 days?
Apparently, that is how long over our lifetime we spend digging around in a handbag trying to find our keys
You're right. You spread it out over your lifetime. You don't do 81 days. Finding one thing.
God, that would be so boring.
There's a hair clip in here somewhere.
How long before you'd give up?
Oh, I'd go. I'll give it another 80 days. And then if I still haven't found it, I'm going to look elsewhere.
But it reminded me of last year. So last year, I obviously had a one-year-old at that point. Mm. And so when you've got a kid, you lug around a lot of stuff, right?
Nappies. You've got kid on one side, nappies.
And you're lugging it all. Like I used to say to Chris all the time, it gave me the absolute irrits that I'd walk out of the house with this bag that had everything we could possibly ever need in the event of any emergency.
Yep.
And he had his wallet and his phone.
Yeah.
Okay, how does this work that I'm carrying everything we need?
Yeah. You're like, anyway, I've got tap shoes in there. She doesn't even dance. She can't walk yet.
I started getting really bad neck pain. And then I realized it was because my handbag weighed more than my child.
Oh, wow.
It was lowering me down more than carrying Evie on my hip.
What'd you have, bowling ball in there?
Okay. So I sat it down on the counter, the kitchen counter, and I took everything out of it. The stuff I found in his handbag.
Really? So when was the last clean out? How long? Or did you just clean out your bag?
What happened? No, I didn't. It just accumulated over like 18 months. I didn't have time to clean out a handbag.
Yep.
Like as if you got time to do that, right? And so it had gotten to crisis point. So I tipped it all out, wanting to start fresh. And the stuff I found in there, it was a treasure trove of fun things.
I reckon I'm pretty in touch with a woman's handbag.
Oh, you will never guess what was in this handbag. What? It was stuff you would never even think to put in a handbag.
Give me some guesses, and if I get one wrong, we can stop.
Okay, all right.
Buzz, if you wouldn't mind making it sound a bit more exciting.
Do you want some tension music?
Oh, yeah, this is good. For my first guess, I'd like to use something that I've actually never seen you use, but I think is in most women's handbags, and that is a form of hairbrush.
Oh, tick.
Thank you.
Well done.
Something that I've also never seen you use, but I think is in most women's handbags, some form of sanitary product. Tampons.
No.
Oh. Well, that game's over pretty quick.
I don't know why I didn't have any of them
You're
there.
You're the only woman that I've come across that's never had
Well, I wasn't prepared, was I? No, that wasn't in my handbag. Fuck. In my handbag, there was...
God, that would have been painful using the hair.
Stop. Do you want me to tell you what was in there? And if you are a woman driving in your car, have a little think about what's in your handbag as I tell you what's in mine.
Okay.
This is what I found in my handbag. My phone, my wallet, my keys, laptop, makeup bag, some Tupperware containers.
Your laptop in your handbag?
Yeah, yeah, well.
You said that like that was such a normal thing to do.
I've got to stack everything in there.
Yeah.
Tupperware containers, a portable phone charger, the charger for the portable phone charger in case that ran out.
Charger squared.
Okay. A shoe of Evie's, a toy plane. Yeah, only one shoe, a toy plane that only had one wing on it, a notepad, texter, a brush, the front of an earring. Oh, there was a back of a couple of other earrings in there, a heap of coins, like stack of coins, enough for like to do all the parking meters in town.
Enough to throw your neck out.
Mints, a tube of cream, then like a loose lid of the tube of cream, which meant the hand cream had like leaked out into everything. Some knickers. I didn't have sanitary products, but I had a spare pair of knickers in there.
We can see what your tactic is. Just deal with it later.
I had one sock. I had tiny teddies. I had squish sultanas. I had the book Where's the Green Sheep. I had an empty kid's water bottle. And to top it all off, did you know what was in the bottom of my handbag?
No.
A wet passport.
Oh.
And I only discovered when I tucked that passport away and went to use it the month later that a wet passport is invalid. I had to go get a new passport because that passport had been leaked all over with my water bottle in my bloody oversized handbag. Oh.
See, if you'd had tampons, they would have soaked up that water and never would have got to the passport.
Anyway, I know I'm not the only one. I want women to call. Guys, you can call if you've been foraging around in your girlfriend's handbag recently. I want to call, what weird thing have you found in your handbag? Like the thing that just shouldn't be in there. I don't even know why it was there, ever.
When you had tiny tears, were they loose or in a packet? I bet you just a few loose
All at the bottom with the sultanas. 131060. Call us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060 asking you the weirdest thing you found in your handbag.
Oh, are we? We're not doing the three holes thing?
Stop.
No.
We had a very interesting discussion in the break, in the song, that we will talk about next week.
Yes.
Just a discovery I didn't know about my body. That's fine. We'll deal with that next week. Okay. For now, we're dealing with the weird stuff you find in your handbag.
What did you find in your handbag? You found everything. I'm not.
Belinda in Brisbane, what weird stuff's in your handbag?
A colostomy bag.
Wow. Yours, yeah. Belinda, or someone else's?
No, it wasn't mine. My sister had drains at the time, and I forgot that I'd put it in there just in case she needed to change the drain and pulled it out at an opportune time.
Yeah, aren't you a good sister?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about it. It was just sitting there.
Yeah. I'm guessing that wouldn't have been frightening to you, but if anybody else had reached into your handbag to get anything, that would have been quite a confronting moment.
Oh, it would have been a bit strange. I would have had to explain it.
Yeah. I told you, they're disappearing. Women's handbags seem to be disappearing troughs that just things go into. Because you look at them from the outside and you're like, how's all that stuff in there?
Oh, they look so neat and tidy. Yes. I've never had a neat and tidy handbag ever in my entire life. In fact, I cannot keep it neat and tidy. I've tried over and over again. It just, within a day, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Too busy. Kobe, what's in yours?
So this happened to me when I was about 21. I had been out the weekend prior, clearly ordered too many cheeseburgers and my drunk body could handle, and about 2 weeks later found a fossilized cheeseburger in the bottom of my bag. It was rock hard.
Kobe, what was it? I thought it still would have been kind of good.
What, because
it looked perfect. Like nothing had happened. Like you see those videos on YouTube where you like fossilize.
They leave it for years.
And it's fine. It looked perfect. There was an inch of mold on it. And being a uni student, I was thinking, this is probably good.
Yeah. And now I've had nights out, Kobe, where I would have killed for a handbag cheeseburger.
Oh.
It wouldn't matter how long it's been in the bottom of your bag. I'd just be like, oh.
The number of times at the end of term I look in Ollie's school bag and there is just like, I put my hand down, it's dangerous. I should never put my hand down there without gloves on.
Well,
like
you know
the,
what you
the
just...
The fruit that's just festering away down
there. This is the problem.
There.
We do this in high school or primary school because stop giving us fruit. We don't want fruit, mate, so we're going to leave it in our bag and you're going to have to suffer with that in about a month's time.
Amy, what weird thing did you find in your handbag?
I found a little hermit crab.
Wow. I don't
Were
even
you near
know.
The beach?
Yeah, I'd been to the beach and I was collecting shells
And I just didn't look because I didn't assume I'd pick up a crab. And I was looking for change in my bag later. And this, my shell started moving and I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. And then it, like, tried to nip me and it was just this little crab crawling around on my bag.
Wow. Amazing. It's probably surviving off all the food that you've got in the bottom of your bag as well.
Water, give me water.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Almost out of time for today, but some big news has just come through. Rebel Wilson has won her defamation trial against Bauer Media.
How great.
That wasn't expected.
Am I meant to say that? What am I meant to say?
You can say whatever you like.
Okay. Well, I love Rebel. I think she's awesome.
I don't think a lot of people thought that would be the outcome. It was an all-female jury. They returned a unanimous verdict. She'd been in court every single day of the trial. It went on for 3 weeks. I don't know if you remember half the stuff that, you know, got brought up from Walt Disney, you know, that she was related to Walt Disney, that she'd lost income after the articles were published, all of that stuff. Yeah, it's a really interesting verdict, what that will mean going forward for publications and what they publish.
Yeah, there's something disgusting about a young Aussie woman taking on the world and succeeding, becoming a star in Hollywood from the other side of the world, to only have then local publications try and knock
her down
and say she made up her, you know, she lied about things and her upbringing and her age. And so I think bloody good on her.
There was some stuff to come out of that whole case that blew me away. Like when they were talking about how much she earned.
I know, it was bugger all.
How little she earned. It was like $3,000 or something for the first role she ever did in
Bridesmaids. And then she had to fly herself around to the premiere.
And pay for her own hair and makeup. And then I think when she did Pitch Perfect, which she was the star, it was only $60,000.
Yeah, and so everyone thinks, oh, she's got millions. Why is she bothering?
Anyway, great result for Rebel this afternoon.
Yeah.
Great result that tomorrow's R&B Friday. That makes me happy.
Oh, should we have a little party Thursday night just to warm ourselves into the
week? Why not? Why now that you're back on your booze, I might even have a little block of chocolate.
Are you going to?
Maybe a square. Oh, we'll see.
All right.
Let's catch up. I don't like to break my
tomorrow.
Promise.
Same time. See ya.
The Carrie and Tommy catch up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.